Bandwidth and hosting for Bageltech News is provided by UK2.net, web hosting for everyone, and sponsored by DCS Cabling, National Data and Security Solutions. Hello, welcome to Bageltech News. It's Wednesday the 5th of January 2011. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours, and if I do it in 5 minutes, it'll be a bloody miracle. Now, we'll get to CES in a minute, but first we'll start off with a story from California. A judge has ruled that warrantless cell phone search is a green light in the state. It's not quite that simple. There's a guy called Gregory Diaz who had his phone searched when he was arrested and he got to the station. They looked through and found a text that said 6480, and based on the fact that he allegedly sells ecstasy tablets, that was enough to mean that six pills would cost you $80. So Diaz has been convicted. He's claimed that his Fourth Amendment rights have been abused, and he's appealed, and the judge has said absolutely not. Because it was about your person at the time of arrest, I'm afraid it's fair game for a search. I think that's fair. Right then, let's get on with CES. Tablets. Tablets are absolutely awash at CES, and there was a whole load of releases in the last couple of days. Vizio have released a tablet. It's an Android-based platform. It looks pretty good, but there's only 4GB of memory and 2GB of memory in the options that you can buy. It runs on micro USB, and it has got an HDMI port on the outside of it. There's no word on price as well, which makes you a little bit suspicious, but it looked okay. The other one that came forward yesterday was Asus. They released four tablets starting at $499 and going all the way up past $1,000 for their little tablets. There's a mixture of Android and Windows powered devices, and there's a little keyboard called the E-Pad Transformer which you can buy and use to add to it, and it'll give you 16 hours of battery life associated with it as well, which is pretty impressive. The other thing that was going on with Asus was the fact that they'd put Pico projectors in some of the more expensive models. I really don't think it's going to justify over $1,000, however. That could be a little bit of an error. And Motion Computing also released their Oak Trail powered CL900 tablet. It's a Windows 7 powered tablet and it comes in at nearly $1,000. It looked pretty nice as well, but there's no way you're going to get away with that. I'm afraid that Apple have set the benchmark on price, and unless you're prepared to work within that, I can't see your tablet working very well at all. Microsoft are also hoping to take on Apple because they've come out with a Windows-based set-top box. It's not an official announcement from CES. This is just a rumor, of course. But if they get the content, it's hoping that it'll take on Apple TV and Google TV and give Microsoft a big slice of a potentially very big market. And also Cisco have joined in with a TV box. They've come out with one that looks absolutely disgusting under one of their brands called Scientific Atlanta. It looks like Texas Instruments from 30 years ago, maybe more. It could be back to the 70s. Another thing at CES seems to be that the posters are the best place to go for your leaked information, because Sony have managed to show one as well. They've got an ultra-slim smartphone, and it does look very slim. We're talking a couple of millimetres here, on one of the boards that have been outside one of the hotels. We'll let you know more if we find anything out during the course of today, but it's potentially a big leak. And also, Sony are taking advantage of iTunes extras. When you get your downloaded movie from iTunes, you'll get a whole load of other stuff associated with it. Behind-the-scenes footage, commentaries, and all that kind of stuff, just like a real DVD. And that sounds a great idea. Well done, Sony. Black & Decker are at CES. Now, these people normally make drills here in the UK, but they make a range of paper shredders in the US. And they've come out with a fantastic one that looks like a megaphone, but actually, it's a cylindrical paper shredder. What a fabulous idea. It goes down into a big bin at the bottom, and it's very, very stable. And it's only $100. It'll be available very, very soon on Amazon and Fry's Electrical. And two blood pressure monitors have come out. One from iHealth, which looks pretty samey, that goes along with your iPad, and it has to have a stand for the iPad. The other one that's come out though is from Withings, and it's much more usable. It looks very consumer friendly in a bright green colour, wraps around your arm, and it connects to your iPhone as well as your iPad, and you don't need a dock for it, just a plug. And they're priced at $129 for the Withings one, which means that it could be a little bit more consumer biased. Would you buy one of those? I'm not sure. Good one. AMD has announced two new processors. They've got a new quad-core out, and they've also got a 6-core Phenom 2 processor. No word of price on that. There's a whole load of technical information on Engadget. If you want to go there and have a look at it, you'll understand it far better than I. And Mophie has released the Pulse. It's a pack that goes on the back of your iPod Touch, and it turns it into a fantastic gaming console. It gives you extra battery life, of course, associated with Mophie. What else would you expect? And it has also two speakers on the side, and thanks to an association with a third-party firm, you get haptic feedback while you're playing your games as well. Oh, that sounds fantastic. And iOmega have also entered into the TV market. They've come out with the Screenplay. It's HD and it's streamable at 1080p. It looks pretty nice. It's a small, tiny black box. The one thing that is nice is the fact that you've got an analog audio out as well, so it beats the Apple TV straight away. And Crayola have got together with Griffin to come out with a Color Studio HD marker. It's for use on your iPad, and you switch it on and it works with the screen, and also you can get applications that run with it that give it loads of colours so you can sketch, and it does look very good. I fancy having a go with that. It's $30 to buy, so that's not an enormous price. You can live with that. Logitech have also released a new HD Pro webcam, the C910. It's ready for photo booth, iChat and FaceTime as well, fully Mac compatible, and it's got a retail price of $100. I was quite surprised. That seemed like an incredible price for a very good HD camera. I'll have one of those, I'll replace it on the big show, and we'll have fantastic video that can drop out on Ustream afterwards. And the final gadget from CES that caught my eye was the Liquid Image Extreme Sports Camera. It is phenomenal. It's a camera that fits on top of your scuba mask, and it comes with the scuba mask as well as, and it's got a set of lights on the side so you can see where you're going and the camera can see what it's taking a picture of. And what really impressed me, it's only $349. Considering what you'll see on the picture that's on Engadget, it looks well worth the money. Not that I go scuba diving, of course, you understand. And finally, I was saddened to hear this one. Pink Floyd have sold out to iTunes just like the Beatles did. They've agreed with EMI to allow single tracks from the band to be on iTunes instead of just only getting the albums. So you can listen to it all out of order and out of sync, and it won't mean anything to you, and the listening experience will be gone, but at least Pink Floyd will have the money from it. Now, our coverage from CES today has not included any of the photography stuff because there's just too much of it. And like I said, I'd be surprised if I can even get this close to 5 minutes. So the Bageltech Photo Show on Friday will have all of the camera news from CES all rounded up together with me, Alex and Kyle. That's a live broadcast at 11 a.m. on Friday morning UK time. If you've got a story and no one else to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com, or you can follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook and Vimeo at bageltechnews. We'll see you again tomorrow for a roundup of another enormous amount of information that's come through from CES. Have a good day, and thanks very much for listening.